that really well, Romy.
Heard it many times.
Yes, you did. That was a family favorite.
Oh, hilarious. Arizona made the Wall Street Journal again, part of it anyway. Lake Mead. We share that water with Nevada and California. It was just interesting. We were talking about how the water level is rising. And what really caught me is I had this conversation with one of our partners this week that really, it surprised me they didn't know, but I mean, just how many people may not know, but our water use and our water resource. So all that rain we had this week, you know, it's the same water that's been on Earth since creation. It's just recycled over and over and over again. And, you know, it either soaked into the groundwater or it ran out to the river and made its way to the ocean before it'll evaporate back into the atmosphere and come back from water or snow melt off. But how we've used that water is changing. You know, it's a stat Rosie's mentioned numerous times that we're using as much water now as we were in the 1950s with a fraction of the population we have. A lot of that is increased technology and how agriculture is watering plants and growing it. It's the number of farms or the reduction of farms, but that food still has to come from somewhere. And wherever it may be growing elsewhere is using that water. But Nevada, the city of Nevada, the city of Las Vegas. They've gone through extreme measures to cut the number of lawns that are in the front of their yard. And their big motivation is all the water that they're allocated to take out. You know, each state has its acre feet of water that they're allowed to take out. All the drains in Las Vegas, through hotels, homeowners, it's all reclaimed. And everything that they purify and pump back into Lake Mead doesn't count for their allocation. So if they're only allowed 300,000 gallons or 300,000 acre feet of water, well, if they put 300,000 acre feet of water back into the lake, they can still pump it 300,000 back out. So just think about that when you're getting your tap water. Is everything in Lake Mead's been cycled through Las Vegas before it comes to your home castle or cabin?
Oh, I don't want to think about that. Oh my gosh! No wonder all the water bottles are gone.
I'm gonna take a look at Hoover Dam and see if there's any scaling. I guess you would.
I learned a lot about water in last week's show with Merchant Gardens from Tucson, and how with their organic aquaponic, they're farming with reusing their water.
That had already gotten reused from Vegas before
to
them.
And I finally took an Arizona destination off my bucket list. It's been on my bucket list for 20 years. I took my grandsons to Biosphere this week. And their demonstration of how many times you can take a gallon of water and keep tilapia alive, harvest the tilapia fertilizer, feed the garden, filter it through the soil, pump it back to the fish. I mean, at the point we start reutilizing the same water over and over and over again, it greatly expands the possibilities of water management and watershed management.
Yeah, Farmer Greg has a good term for that. He calls it stacking functions.
I mean, exactly.
How many times can you stack a function to use this water over and over and over again? And there's a class I got signed up for, but just with our schedule and travel, I haven't been able to get down there. There's a Citizens Water Academy that the city of Tucson puts on that looks so interesting. And I'm trying to get signed up for the next one because at this point I've missed half of the classes. And, you know, that's my typical,
if I were you, I wouldn't sign up for any classes during rodeo season. That'd be the only fatherly advice I could give you.
But you talked about projects to do this weekend while everyone's home and everyone's grounded. And if you're going to look at your landscape and watering, you know, that's where we use most of the water in our homes. So 70% of our water use is outdoors.
With more rain coming, if your sprinkler clock isn't turned off right now, It better be.
It better be. And you can get to waterplantitwisely.com. It's a resource that Water Use It Wisely put together, just taking it one step further. Not just use water wisely, but plant wisely for low water use. And you've got a great resource there if you're looking to... It's an easy time to dig with the amount of water, and it's the air still nice. Perfect outdoor weekend. Waterplantitwisely.com, and we'll be back here next Saturday.